This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with you. Praising God for His goodness, His love, His mercy, His compassion, and His understanding. And for Him to be so merciful and shed His grace upon us. You know, we're in troubled times. We've been in troubled days. And I remember a lot of people in 2019. When we got into November and December, they started saying, man, I'll be glad when this year's over. And I responded to some of them. I said, don't be so glad that 2019's over. 2020 could be a whole lot worse. And, you know, from the time this year set in, really, seemed like it's been one trouble on top of the other. But thank God for troubled times. Thank God for times that challenge and test your faith. Bring you to that place that you can mature and grow and trust in the Lord to walk you through every situation, to take you through every circumstance and every battle. And, you know, a lot of people, they go around quoting the scripture in Philippians, and I believe it's Philippians. I know it's Philippians 4. Not sure exactly what verse right here, but they quote this scripture and say, well, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Well, that's good, and that has a meaning to it, but what does it mean to you? Do you really believe that you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you? Do you really believe when you quote and say, well, I know that greater is He that liveth in me than he that is in the world? Do you really believe that? Is that something in your spirit, or are you just quoting Scripture? You know, Scripture does no good if there's not faith in the working of the Spirit behind it. You've got to believe what that Word says. Once you believe it and take hold of it, then it will work for you. It will absolutely, positively work for you when you believe what that Word says. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that we understand that these worlds were framed by the Word of God. For the things that do appear are the things that are right now that are present were made of things that did not yet appear. So in the beginning, when it said that the earth was without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep, what it's actually saying is there was nothing out there. There was nothing out there, and God took the things that did not yet appear and He spoke the worlds into existence. That's what it means when it says we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The Word of God framed the worlds. The Word of God spoke light into existence. It spoke life into every category of living things on the earth. It spoke it into existence. It created the trees, the grass, all the plants. It created the animals, the fowls of the heavens, the fish of the sea, everything that creepeth upon the face of the earth. The Word of God spoke it into existence. It even created man. And God created him. He spoke him into existence, and man became a living soul. And God's Word breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. The Spirit of the living God breathed into him. So we're at that place, and we're coming to that place that God is alive, He's real, He's powerful, and He is revealing Himself to you and I in a realm and a way that we have never walked with Him. It's time for you and I to take hold of His Word and dare to believe. You know, over the years, I know people that they treat the Bible like a history book. They believe it's real as a history book, but they don't have one ounce of understanding of the power and the authority in the dominion that's locked up in the pages of this Holy Bible. So I encourage you to take hold of the Word, get in a relationship of prayer with God, and let God make the Word alive to you. Because when Jesus was talking to His disciples about Him being the bread of life, and He turned and I think He said to Him, will you also go away? And Peter said to Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Jesus somewhere in there said to him, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And the Bible tells you, let the letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. Understand that the Word is dead letter until it's made alive by the Spirit. So the words that Jesus speaks unto you, if you are a person praying, and if they are revealed to you and put in action by the unction of the Holy Ghost, they are power, they are authority, they are dominion, they are life, they are joy, they are peace, they are happiness, they are your strength, they're everything that you need. So take hold of God's Word and let God become a reality to you. And walk in the realness of God. You don't have to walk out there in deadness of a religion. God is real, and there's a reality in His Word and His Spirit, and there is a reality in serving God that will change your life. May God bless you.